Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and happy Tuesday, everyone. This is Pam from One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm your host and the designer here. We come to you each Monday at 1 p.m. at a 1 p.m. hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. However, because of technical difficulties yesterday, we are bringing the show to you again today, and hopefully we are successful in doing that. I wanted to tell you before we get started to give you just a reminder that beginning Tuesday, September 8th, the time of this show will be at 3 o'clock. It will remain on Mondays, but the time is switching to 3 p.m. I wanted to tell you it will be on a Tuesday on September 8th because of the Labor Day holiday. So please mark your calendars for the time change. That begins on Tuesday, September 8th at 3 p.m. Okay. With that said, let's start our show. Today's show, as it was yesterday, was all about creating a sweet retreat out of our bedrooms or sleeping environments. And I say sleeping environments because a number of us do not sleep in traditional rooms with a door or in traditional beds with a mattress. Some of us sleep on futons or rollaway beds or blow-up mattresses or sleeper sofas. In whatever room they sit, that room can also become your sweet retreat. Bedrooms and sleeping environments are just as important these days as they were back in the day, but the roles have changed. Back in the day, many only went in their sleeping environments or their bedrooms to change clothes, play with toys, or to sleep. In our house, our bedrooms are not for entertaining friends or watching TV. Today's society, as the society searches for me time in a me space, and as leisure time becomes just as important as sleep, today's bedrooms have become the place to relax, retreat, regroup, work out, and be entertained, says an article in House.com. We can ride the exercise bike and talk to the kids all at the same time. But there are some who think the main purpose of a bedroom is not entertaining, working or working out, but to sleep. And, well, not at odds with today's society, but sleep therapists stress the importance of sleep and the place in which we get it. So designing a retreat using the list from the National Sleep Foundation contributes to a good night's sleep. They say, imagine your bedroom as a sanctuary. When you walk in or simply think about your bedroom, it should make you feel relaxed and peaceful. Taking care of your sleep environment and putting thought in its look and its feel is important and can help you welcome more restful nights. They say to declutter the room and keep it clean, which I stress myself, and relatively keep it in order. Arrange the furniture in ways that makes it feel natural and visually pleasing to you. And they say keep the room free of distractions, which they characterize distractions as computers and televisions. They say to choose a common color to paint the room in and pick colors in artwork, blankets, and so forth that are soothing. Okay, today's trends agree with the National Sleep Foundation in the area of comfort and relaxation, but they feel, and trendsetters, I guess you can say, in the interior design community feel that bedrooms are busy these days, the place where everyone meets with mom and dad, from getting help with homework to getting fashion advice. I mean, you know, they feel that a well-dressed suite retreat can be designed, but it encompasses everything that from style to design, also calmness and peacefulness, so that you can sleep. So we've kind of put this list together to create it. It all starts with the bed or the surface upon which we sleep. Usually, it's the biggest piece in the room for the room to fit in the area comfortably. It should be 2 feet on each side and the foot of the bed so that you can, I say, so you can comfortably do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around. and also to walk around the bed and change your linen. That is a good thing to do as well. Paint the walls in calming colors. But one thing is said is that, you know, as the National Sleep Foundation says, research has been made where certain colors present calmness, but they feel that everyone should be able to pick their own color, that the only style, the own community or feeling in the room that makes them comfortable. Okay? There should be nightstands or side tables, and they should be the same height as the bed for comfort. So when you reach out, you're not reaching down or up, you actually reach across. The bed should be comfortable, the pillow should be comfortable. There should be a comfortable chair in the room so you don't have to sit and change the socks on the side of the bed. Sitting on the side of the bed kind of wears down the springs and the clothes on the side.